A young Boise woman opened a shop over the weekend she hopes will help make her dreams come true. Rita Tarayinga moved to Boise about 2 years ago as a refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Her new business model mixes a little of where she comes from with a little of where she is now. I met her at her home as she prepared bracelets wrapped in splashy fabric and two boxes full of cloth purses she had sewn.
I'm so happy to show people my talent. It makes me excited.
Rita is showing off the inventory for her new store. The store is called Terra Fashion, and it opened last Saturday in the Boise International Market. She makes clothes and accessories for American sensibilities, but with a distinctly African twist.
African fabric, you can use for anything. You can use to make a cloth. You can use to make a bag.
African fabric is thick and can be waxy. It's colorful, and the patterns are a little on the wild side.
It's crazy, but you can just try to do something and anything look great.
Rita learned to sew from her mom, Tongbi Givé Veronique. She and her mom have lived in Boise for 2 years now. When they arrived as refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rita's mom, Veronique, took a course. She noticed how a new design, a design for a bag made of African fabric, was a hit with the locals.
Parce que moi je vois que quand...
Because I saw when I made a bag at school, the professor sold the bag. It worked very well. The bags sell easily. Rita noticed that too.
If we make like African clothes, just African can buy.
It's like you're mixing the two cultures.
Mix two cultures, people will buy that. Rita pulls out a bag. It has a pattern on it of maps showing the continent of her birth.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
Why? Why is it your favorite?
Because they have African map and animals, yeah.
You're proud of where you come from?
I'm so proud. Because in Africa, you know, you have good air. I don't know.
Clean air?
Clean air, yeah. Yeah, you have tree anywhere. You can eat the fruits, yeah.
But you know what? A lot of people listening will say, but... You know, Congo has war and has real problems, too. But you're telling me that it's a beautiful place with a great natural beauty.
Mm-hmm. But the war is on some place, but some place are better, a little bit better.
Rita says her family had to flee the DRC when she was 7 or 8 years old.
The soldier looking for my mom and all my family to kill.
Rita takes a tissue and explains why she still cries about this story, even 18 years later.
It's because my dad died the same day.
Rita and her mom fled to Central African Republic, where they waited for a long time to finally get accepted as refugees to the United States. At first, they thought they were going to Los Angeles.
They said, no, you guys going to Boise. We say, Boise with... Never hear about the city.
2 years of transitioning to their new life has been hard. Rita's mom really counts on her. She's a good person. She works a lot and helps me so much. Right now, Rita works full-time at Asana Climbing Gym, but her new shop is part of a bigger dream.
I want to go to college to learn business because I like business.
Rita will sell her bags for $10 to $40 each. She plans to save up one African bag sale at a time to one day attend the College of Western Idaho. When we talk about it, Rita tears up again.
It was not easy, but my future is mine. I want to do better for my future. And to change my story.
You can meet Rita and see her designs at the Boise International Market. For KBSX, I'm Jody Martinson.